Quick question. When was the last time that you actually looked at your website and thought, this is really working for me? If the answer is you're not sure, don't worry because you're not alone. Most therapists have a website, but they don't actually know what's helping it to convert, what might be confusing potential clients, and what might actually be turning people away. That's exactly why a website audit is so helpful because it can give you a clear outside perspective on what's actually happening when someone lands on your website. So I'm hosting a live website audit workshop April 17th, where I will walk you through what to look for, look at your website live, talk about what to fix, and how to make your website actually work for you. To learn more and sign up, head to the show notes to register. Now, onto the episode. You're listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast, where private practice and motherhood collide. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajiz, and here's the deal. I'm not here to give you fluff or hustle culture advice. I'm here to give you strategy to build a private practice on your terms while naming the hard stuff about motherhood and the broken systems we're stuck navigating. If you're ready for honest, practical, and unapologetic conversations, you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. This episode is brought to you by Jane, a practice management software built to support you and your clients. Switching EHRs isn't something you do on a whim, and to confidently make the switch, you need to feel assured that your data will get imported securely and efficiently. A smooth import makes all the difference, which is why Jane's experienced imports team handles yours with care and at no additional cost. If you do make the decision to switch, they will be there to help every step of the way. I was truly so impressed with the level of support, attention to detail, and customer service Jane's team gave me throughout the process of transitioning my practice to their system. To learn more and explore if Jane might be a fit for you, use the link in the show notes to book a free demo with one of their incredible team members. And when you're ready to get started, use code ASHLEY1MO for 1 month grace period on your new account. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Raised to Empower podcast. I'm Ashley Kamajiz, and I'm so glad to have you here today. It's wild to think that it is December 1st, but that's where we're at. And today we're going to be stepping a little bit outside of kind of the private practice world and talking more about the pieces of motherhood. And it's something that's kind of been sitting heavy on me for the past few weeks, and it fits perfectly since today is the first day of December, and that's motherhood in this time of year. It can feel like a marathon that we did not sign up for. So this episode is not about like productivity. This is not about holiday hacks, but I'm wanting this to kind of be a conversation, even though I'm the one talking, but for us to just kind of think about. I want this to be permission about boundaries and giving up the idea that we have to perform some kind of like holiday magic show for everybody around us. So if you are listening and already feeling stretched thin as you're looking at your calendar for the rest of this month and thinking, how am I going to get through this? Then you are in the right place. And I hope that this show, this episode resonates with you. And so before we dive into like what this month is, I want to just be honest and transparent for a moment, right? When we talk about the struggles that come with the holidays and all the things that I'm going to be talking about in this episode, like I want us to just put it out on the table. Who are often most the ones making all of these pieces work and fit together? Is it us moms, right? This is not a knock on dads. This is not a knock on partners who do show up. But the reality is that for many of us, what comes in this next month is a extra weight majority of the time on us. And I just want to put that out there because I think it is important that as we are going through this, that yes, there may be other parents that do show up in these ways, but a lot of these expectations, I think, fall to us as mothers. It feels like somewhere along the way, Christmas has kind of turned into this performance that us as moms are expected to curate. We're supposed to create magic and also kind of keep everything running at the same time, coordinating everyone's schedules, doing the emotional labor of family dynamics, right? Like who's going here for this part of Christmas? Who's going here for this holiday event? Remembering like which aunt likes this or which niece or nephew doesn't like that. And then making sure that our kids have like all the matching pajamas and we go to all of the events that make this like the most magical time of the year. We are remembering deadlines, right? Of like, when was this thing supposed to be turned in for this event, or this teacher's gift has to go back at this day, or making childcare work, right? Like my kids' schedule, I think they're off for like 2.5 weeks this year. So who's taking time off for that, right? Navigating all of this is a lot. And there is this kind of unspoken belief that if we drop the ball, if we don't do this perfectly, we are failing our kids, that their holiday is going to be ruined, right? Like that their break's not going to be magical. And as therapists, we have this like, well, I should know better, right? Like I should know, I shouldn't struggle with this, but we do. And while we ourselves are struggling to get through this time as moms, as therapists, we are also holding the emotional space of our clients who are also struggling during this time of the year. So as therapist moms, we're kind of doing this double duty, right? We're holding space for our clients who are navigating their own holiday grief, their own holiday stress, or the family dynamics they're trying to navigate this time of year, while we are also doing the same for ourselves, right? So we can relate a lot of times to what our clients are going through, and we may be struggling with some of the same things. And so it's a lot, right? I just want to acknowledge that we may be going through parallel experiences as our clients, and that's a whole other level that the world oftentimes doesn't see, in addition to just the general stress that we have this time of year as moms. And so, like I said, that there is this kind of unspoken piece of like motherhood as like the magic makers and making sure that the holidays feel amazing, getting the cards out, right? The outfits coordinated, all of those things. And culturally, it is oftentimes framed as love, right? Like that we get to do this and we want to give our kids these experiences. It's about the joy, it's about the experience, that it's something that we should want to pour ourselves into. But let's be honest, right? So much of it is not joy. It is pressure, it's expectation, it's performance, right? It's not about like being in the moment, but about showing something off. And I think it's okay if some of that magic does not feel like magic. It feels like work because it is. And so if you are tired of carrying that entire invisible load, you're not wrong. You're just human and you are like me as a mom. So let me tell you kind of like what pushed me over the edge this year and what kind of really got me to the place of saying, I need to do this specific podcast episode, right? So this is what really kind of inspired this episode for me. We got an email from my kids' daycare a few weeks ago, right? Like the middle of November, already preparing us for what's to come, right? And instead of Spirit Week, which is already a lot, right? Like, what mom doesn't look at the calendar and see that Spirit Week is on the calendar and say, oh, that's gonna be a great week, right? We all look at it and going, oh my gosh. Well, the daycare this year is not just doing a Spirit Week, but it's an entire month. Every single day of December has a theme. There's silly socks, sparkly sweaters, there's dress like a Grinch day, your Christmas flannel, dress as a Christmas movie character. And I'm gonna be honest, my first reaction was, what the actual fuck? Like, I'm just gonna say it, right? My oldest had this in kindergarten at a different school in a different state, and it was miserable. So when I saw this on the in the email of the newsletter from the daycare, I was like, nope, absolutely not. Like, I'm just not doing it. Because when I did it with him, it was miserable and it did not feel like something enjoyable. It was like to be able to just check this box off. And I could feel that similar wave start to build when I thought of this, having to do this for two of my younger kids. It's the costume planning, the remembering, right? Like, what day is it? And do we have the pieces? And do, oh, you didn't get it done, but like, as we're rushing out the door, and oh my goodness, like, do we need to go buy things or not, right? Like, it's just too much. And so I decided that I'm not doing it this year. So my kid can pick a few days that are going to actually feel like fun, that do not require us to go out and purchase extra things, and we can kind of plan ahead for, because it's just too much. The rest of it, we're opting out of, and I'm not giving them a choice because it doesn't fall on them to do it. It falls on me as the mom. And so when I made that decision, it felt like a relief. I was at a party for a kid in my kid's class this week, and I heard two other moms talking about this. And I turned to them and I was like, are we doing this? Like, are we not doing this? And they agreed. It just felt like too much. And so for me, I am choosing this as a part of reclaiming my sanity for this holiday season. And so I'm looking at other parts of the holiday season like this that I can do the same thing with that. I can say, no, we're just opting out of that. You know, we are conditioned, I think, to believe that we are supposed to hold everything and do everything, right? Like making the holidays magical, to not drop the ball, to be the keeper of the memories, the emotional thermostat, right? Like make sure everybody's happy, the social coordinator. And we are judged by others, I think, especially at moms, if we don't do it or if we don't do it good enough, or if we say that we want to opt out. I saw somebody post on social media this past week of like, here are awesome ideas to make this season magical. And I initially, as I was just looking through it, I was like, well, let me get some ideas. But then it just started to feel like this is just too much. Like, what mom has time to do all of these? And again, looking at it, I was like, if I want to do these, maybe I'll pick one of them. But if I don't want to do them, that does not make me a bad mom. Doing those things is not noble, right? Doing it all is not sustainable. And it does not make you a better mom. Like, yes, it may look cool on Instagram or on like TikTok or whatever, but like, it does not make me a better mom. Kids are not going to remember that stuff. They're going to remember us laughing and giggling together. They're going to remember that we have watched Home Alone more times than I can count this holiday season, right? That they're going to remember just making the cookies, not that they look perfect. They're not going to remember that we skipped Dress Like a Snowman Day, right? Like, that's not going to be a memory of them. So, I want to call us in as moms to this, that what if we could create some boundaries for ourselves this season? What if the most caring thing that we could do this season is to allow ourselves to step back, to say, no, that's not happening, or no, we're not doing that event? And I'm saying this as we, because I really think it takes us as a collective to say this is too much, right? As a society, it's too much. Like, as this pressure in motherhood, to the schools, it's too much. And just a sense of support that, like, I'm not the only one saying no. And so, what if we gave ourselves permission to protect our time, to choose fewer commitments, fewer obligations, fewer shoulds, right? Because in doing that, it protects our energy and allows us then to not feel this like overstimulated, overstressed, that we are not able to actually be present with our kids and we're not on edge for them, right? That we are actually able to be in those moments for them. Now, if you're saying, okay, this sounds great, but like I already feel guilty because like they're gonna wanna do these things. That's, you're not wrong, right? Guilt is most likely going to show up because it does, especially when we are breaking old patterns, when we are saying, like, nope, it's not, it's just not happening. But guilt doesn't mean that we have done something wrong, and it shouldn't be the thing that directs our decisions. I think guilt can be, or this feeling of guilt can be just evidence that we're doing something new, right? To look at it that way, that I'm trying something new and it feels different versus I'm doing something wrong. So when others are like inviting you to do more, right? Some things that you may be able to say is, you know, we're just trying to keep December simple this year, whatever that means for you, right? Or that sounds like fun, but we're going to have to say no this time. That is hard for those of us that just want to say yes and do all the things. Like, I definitely am one of those people. Or, you know, we're only choosing activities that feel good for our family. You know, this is not about being rigid, but just about being real. It's about choosing what works for you, for your family, and letting the rest fall away. I believe that when we stop trying to just kind of like engineer and almost force this like magical season and just fill it with things, we can actually create space for magic to just kind of show up on its own because you get more presence, right? We're more calm. And so there are more tiny moments. And those are the things I think that do matter and that we will remember and our kids will remember. And then you also get to be choosing how you spend this holiday season in a way that actually reflects your values and not by what, you know, Instagram is showing you or what the PTA expects you to do, right? It's what you are choosing to opt into and opt out of. So I want you to think about what is your own spirit month moment, right? Like the moment I had when I saw that in that email, like what is the thing that you are doing simply because you feel like you have to? And so, what is that one thing that you can cross off your list now and say, nope, we are opting out of that. This is going to give me some space back. We are not going to stress ourselves out over making this thing happen. Remember, opting out does not make you less of a mom. It just makes you a mom who's choosing sustainability over burnout. And I don't know a mom who doesn't need that. You deserve a holiday season that feels human. You deserve rest. You deserve joy that does not require a spreadsheet or a calendar that needs like a second page. So I invite you into this with me to make a decision not to participate in all of it and to instead decide what are you opting into and opting out of. I would love to hear from you. What are the things that you're finding that you are setting those boundaries for? And what are the things that you are opting out of this holiday season? Come find me on Instagram at Raise to Empower and share with me there. I hope this resonated with you. I hope that this gave you some permission. It was giving myself even more permission to look at what are other things that I can let go of this season and not put pressure on myself to do. I want to thank you again for being with me here this week, and I will see you back here next week for another episode of the Therapist Mom Podcast. Thanks for listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with another therapist mom who needs it. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And if you'd leave a 5-star review, it helps more therapist moms find this space. For resources and ways to work with me, head to raisetoempower.com and check the show notes for all links mentioned today. I'll see you back here next week.